This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 165.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hope you're doing well wherever you're listening to this. I have a part two of the Q&A episode that I released last week on the top key takeaways that I got from the holiday mastermind that Eric Stark and I hosted on December 1st. And what I'd really like you to do is, if you haven't heard that episode, go to flipempire.com/episode163. And I think I covered the top six or seven takeaways that I got from the holiday mastermind. And this is the second and last part of that. So there was about a total of 12 to 15 things that I really walked away, either that it reinforced the belief or it really just reminded me of something I already knew, but now I was in a better place to have received that information, or just things that really kind of got me thinking in a different way. And so really that's the goal and intent of that last podcast episode and this one that I'm going to share with you. So kind of picking back up. So first of all, let me highlight the first ones. I'm not going to get into the details of them. I'm just going to kind of quickly highlight them. If you haven't heard those, go to episode 163 and you can check those out. And then I really want to kind of get into the details of the last handful of takeaways that I got that I really like to share with you here. And hopefully, you know, something that you can take something away and help you in 2018 and then moving forward. So just quickly highlighting this, number one, you know, ask yourself what it is you want. Stop trying to be someone else or emulate the way that someone has succeeded. You know, model others, but find your own way. Number two, understand what you're good at, what your unique abilities are, okay? And then double, triple down on those things. Number three, you have to invest in yourself, okay? I think that goes without saying. Number four, keep things simple. Number five, consistency, okay? If it's not consistent, it's non-existent. Number six, thinking big. And number seven, surrounding yourself with big thinkers and high achievers, all right? So now moving on to the second half of this is a lot of questions came up about how to keep your team accountable, okay? How do you make sure that people are following your processes? How do you make sure that people are doing what they got to do? Results are happening. And here's what kind of hit me between the eyes is the ultimate, you know what the ultimate accountability is? An A player, okay? A rock star, whatever you want to call them. Don't hire C players. Don't even hire B players. The ultimate accountability is somebody that doesn't need to be held accountable, someone that's going to hold themselves accountable, right? So that's not to say, you know, you still want to allow your team to make mistakes, and you certainly don't want to look for people that you have to micromanage, but, you know, give people a scorecard, let them know what success looks like, give them a job description, have them report on their key performance indicators, their KPIs, but ultimately, you know, the true accountability is hiring the right person, hiring an A player, someone that you don't have to micromanage and believe me, God knows I've made this mistake and more than once, you know, so spend the time looking for the right people, looking for those A players, those rock stars, whatever else you want to call them. And you know, when you get in front of them, and you definitely know after a couple of months of working with those types of people. So that's the ultimate accountability, right? Is hiring the right person, hiring an A player. Stop trying to cut corners and bring on people that you shouldn't be bringing on. And then once you know you don't have the right person on, make the move that you have to make, right? And again, that's something that, you know, I'm guilty of. Guilty as charged. So moving on is stop paying attention to social media. You know, unless you're using it as a platform to connect with others, add value, and or market your products and services. There's so many people that spend countless hours, which is mind-boggling, countless hours on social media watching other people's stories unfold from behind a screen, basically, right? And I don't think it's good. I really don't. Don't get me wrong. I think there's a time and a place to engage in social media, and sometimes it's good to disconnect. And, you know, sometimes I'm guilty at late at night or something, or, you know, I know my wife does this a lot, is, you know, scrolling through Instagram, just looking at pictures. And there's a time and a place for that. But just if you're one of these people that you're spending just a crazy amount of time on social media, reading other people's posts and looking at other people's pictures, and just like I said, watching people's lives unfold from behind a computer screen, which, by the way, is not always real. You know, really, I just challenge you to see if you can find better use for that time. You know, whether it's picking up a book, whether it's making a phone call, whether it's going out somewhere, getting some sun, you know, being active, doing something. Like, so stop paying attention to social media unless you feel like you've made it, you're happy where things are at, and or you're using it as a platform to connect with people and market, right? So the next one, and we're kind of starting to wrap up here, is once you start to build a team, think about how you can make your team members more successful. How can you invest in them? You know, one of the things that that Mark Evans shared with us is he's always thinking about ways to pay more for things, not pay less. And it's so counterintuitive to the way that a lot of people think and operate. You know, people are always trying to, you know, save money here, get cheaper leads, not pay as much for money that they need to use on a deal, where he kind of thinks about it different. He's always thinking about how can I increase this person's salary? How can I spend more money on leads? And he shared several examples. And it really kind of got me thinking that that's the kind of mindset you need to have, especially with your team members and people you work with, whether it's vendors or partners, is how can you invest in them? How can you help them be more successful? And inevitably, you and your company will be more successful. Okay? So just figure out how to pay more for things, not less. Let me say this. There's you don't want to just go spending rampantly without any, you know, without, because there's repercussions to that. I'm not saying to spend carelessly with no thought, right? I think there's definitely something to be said for, you know, watching expenses, but I think this more comes from just a certain perspective and mindset that stop trying to get everything so damn cheap. You know, because it could cost you deals and opportunities. It could cost you, other doors opening or other relationships. So think about how to just invest in people, how to pay more for things when it makes sense, and not necessarily how to always cut corners, right? And then the last one is get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. Get comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. Put yourself in positions where you have no option but to perform, succeed, and make or get what you want. You know, like, in other words, make it so that your success is inevitable. All right. Make it so that your success is inevitable. When you feel that when you're in that uncomfortable spot, when you feel that discomfort, that pain, chances are that means you're growing as a person. Right. And I've, you know, I look back at this year and I feel like I've experienced a lot of growth. I've put myself in a lot of uncomfortable situations that I knew deep down were helping me grow as a person. You know, whether it's public speaking or whether it's, you know, launching a new product or service, or there's a variety of things. I've put myself in uncomfortable situations because I want to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And I know that ultimately, that's kind of what I need to get to that next point, that next level. So I really want to challenge you, you know, heading into the new year, or depending on when you're listening to this, if we're already there, challenge yourself with feeling uncomfortable in the right moments, right? Think about what it is you've been avoiding doing that you know you should. Stop what you're doing and go do that now. All right. So that's what I kind of want to end the show with. Hey, one thing I will mention on a completely side unrelated note, we are looking for a dispositions manager, another dispositions manager. So if you have any interest in, and you're here local in the South Florida area, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Just put dispositions manager in the subject line, and then we'll take it from there. So just wanted to kind of put that soft plug. Yeah, I never know who's listening to this. I know a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people listen to this, and that is someone that we're looking for. We're looking for the right person in the dispositions role of our business. So if you have any interest in that, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And other than that, I, you know, if you're listening to this at the time it's released, happy new year coming up here, 2018. I wish you nothing but success and everything that you're looking for. Just know that you got to put the work in. You got to put the time. You gotta not only work hard, but work smart, right? And I'd love to be a part of your journey, you know, as we get into the new year, and hopefully I can help you get to where you're looking to go. We'll talk soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.